Any other self out there?
Hey, Jeff,
just
how
the
are you?
Bushwhacker? Good.
Uh-huh.
What about the Scipients? A friend's daughter is 5. She asked me what my name is, so I told her recipient. Uh-huh. Best she could get out was Scipient. So, I'm Scipient.
Are you going to change it to agent?
So is Ree your first name and Scipient your last name? Is that?
Well, since Ree has to do again, I guess I'm not doing anything again. It's a brand new beginning being a Scipient.
Uh-huh.
I'm a perpetual new beginning. Every minute's a new minute.
And you're perpetual end, too, then.
That's right. Well, Ree is like getting recycled, you know. You get tired of that. It's right. The rerun thing. Boring.
So did you get all your homework done over the weekend?
Oh, that was great. It was spectacular. Yeah. Just I kicked my butt for not taking the camera. I was real tempted to run into town and get one, but I got one here. I just never brought it. Incredible. just a cottage up on the hill about 50, 60 feet above the river, right out the front windows overlooking the river with the trees between myself and the river there and the deck and the water level was way up, and so it was just flying through, and they were shooting all over the place, and it was awesome. And then right in the pines, right over top of the cottage, I mean, you're walking.
Here you have a little difficulty with the water.
Oh, you wouldn't. Actually, for some reason, I woke up Sunday morning thinking, geez, it'd be neat to get a wetsuit there and jump in up there and just float.
Uh-huh.
Take about 2 seconds to go through it, and then hope.
If you wanted to wear a wetsuit here, you'd have to come through the ice first.
Oh, ice. Here lately. You know, very nice place, and so I was just there to, I noticed myself, or back in 04, that when I get out in the woods, negative stuff seems to, well, it doesn't seem to, it goes away.
Right.
And, open to receive. Inspiration.
I guess we'll have to take the gov out there so we can get rid of the negative stuff.
Well, I was thinking in the near future we should have, just to throw a loop into the cornflakes, all the people should get together and say, we want the government employees to have a holiday day, a special day for government employees. You know, from the municipal levels on up. Because I'm driving down the highway and I'm seeing these guys out there in freezing cold weather fixing pylons. Patches and holes in the road, taking them all the time, and taking these, you know, no one ever, guys, and you're doing all of this stuff behind the scenes so that our traveling is better and this and that's better, and be a bit of a shifting conscience. A bunch of people wanted to have a new holiday for government people.
Did you at least thank them for doing that for you, Vic?
Oh, well, did I stop and get out and actually do it? No. Have I done it? Yes, but in those occasions, no.
Good.
Jack Chamberlain.
Jack.
Yeah.
Hi, Jack. You know, someone said something about changing the name to Agent.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't change Agent, but I accept that I am.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I would say we all are.
Right.
Keeping in mind, we're the creators of this reality, so we're the principals. But then somewhere along the way there, the ego mind took over, and that is the problem.
This
is the problem.
Vic, do you remember some time ago when somebody went to court, and they asked, and they wanted to establish the position of the people? One was a judge and one was a prosecutor, and then... I said he was the principal and he was appointing the crown to settle the is that correct?
Well, the story, I don't know what one you're talking about, but the one I'm aware of is, yes, the gentleman appointed a crown attorney as a fiduciary trustee.
Right.
Of course, the crown said he can't do that, and the judge said, oh, yes, he can.
Right.
He could only do that under power of attorney.
Okay.
There have been other similar situations, although not as, well, even that one off what's said there to judge what they're going to challenge, what the guy knew or not. So that's really the big thing I wanted to talk about on the call tonight, was just to clarify some things, and again, another reason I went away. I knew it was time, and I'd actually had the phone number for this place on the table for about a month anyhow. And finally on Friday morning, got the urge to make the phone call and book it, so I did. And again, just to clear, because of where this has been going the last few weeks, and you know, it's very evident to me now, and I'm really only speaking for myself, but I, you know, keeping in mind here that we're all creators of this reality. We did not create this reality with anything but love is the rule. However, sometime after we came here, we forgot all of that, and the ego became the ruler, and of course, the ego was me, 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 mine, which is absolutely contrary to who and what we are. And again, if you read the book, you know, they expressed it very nicely in there, who and what we really are, and that it is the concept of being and serving and serving freely, and that well, which is, again, if you believe that you're creating your own reality here, it's our will, it's a collective will, it's the truth. Anything else other than that is creation or the illusion, if you will. A lot of beeps, blaps, bloops, and blunders. Somebody winning a lottery by any chance?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Justin.
It sounds like when I walk in the video store and someone's won $5. And anyhow, so keeping that in mind, and that's one of the things that became, although I knew it, I got a real good grip on it when I was there, and just, again, walking through the trees and all that, and the snow falling around, and no one in earshot to, no phones, no radio, no TV, and so that it's the two choices we have. That's the foundation of everything, and love is the truth, which is unconditional giving. It's all throughout the Bible, and you know, in, from commercial perspectives, religious perspectives, really any perspective. Of course, it depends on your viewpoint, and if the ego is reading it, then it may not see it that way. And but the thing is, anyhow, like I'm saying here for myself, I'm not trying to thrust this on anyone, but we did create this reality, and it was created of love, and we need to get back to that. And when you get down to the point that this birth certificate is the document evidencing the mandate, meaning power of attorney, it does have all the elements on it that constitute or that are required to for there to be a power of attorney in place that's evidenced. In other words, not a verbal power of attorney. It's that birth certificate is the document evidencing the power of attorney, and that requires the name of the grantor of the power, principal, if you will, same thing, the donor of the power, meaning giver. Remember here, too, when we requested these birth certificates, the fee to pay for a birth certificate was not to pay for the birth certificate. It is an administrative fee, so the birth certificate is actually a gift. Okay? And you could think, well, if I don't get one, I'm going to starve to death. But that's again, the ego mind speaking, think because it doesn't know love and it's always in the fear mode and would never consider that the birth certificate might actually be the ticket to freedom. it could be very easily, as it has, be viewed as a trap.
Well, you don't want to eat a birth certificate anyways, do you?
Well, I don't know. It's good paper on there. You may not have to wipe your butt for a while.
Oh.
So, no joke for my grandfather that went around the school with my son there a few years back with regards to eating paper. But anyhow, so it has the name of the grantor. It has the name of the agent. That is the name on the birth certificate that we have looked at as being a corporate entity or a legal entity or a body corporate or any number of things that the government owns.
Well, is straw man one of them?
Straw man, same thing. And it is a straw man in the sense that it's put up as a front. And what I mean by that is, like Shakespeare said, the whole world is a stage and we are all actors on it.
Right.
So the name on the birth certificate is your stage name.
Right.
And on that point alone, if you're playing as an actor, then that means there's a director somewhere, and that's, in this case, it's ourselves, but there's a principal agent situation on that point alone. And also there's other, the signatures, so on and so forth, and the dates and the issue, blah, blah, blah. All of that equals those four basic or primary elements that are required to have an actual power of attorney in place. It's on the birth certificate. And so to say that the name on the birth certificate is not your name is to say, I have this power of attorney, but I'm not the agent, so I can't do bugger all here. Sorry to bother you.
Right.
So the name on the birth certificate is the mask, and we are the ones behind it.
That's right. And to put that, and we've used the analogy in the past of, you know, some people when they play games, like the game of Monopoly or the game of golf or the game of hockey or the game of basketball or the game of fishing, they get really upset when they're not winning. And they get really angry when they're losing. All of that is ego-driven because it's only a game. But it's evidence of how people are playing out their lives in the real world, which is also a game. And I guess what I'm getting at is yes, we're all actors. And like in the movies, you might see the title, Fisherman Drowned, but the actor's at home watching his own movie. You know, it didn't have any effect on the actor himself. Only the title Fisherman, played by this guy, was killed off in the movie. So don't take it so seriously. And so, yes, in that sense, we all are given a title, and that title is the name on the birth certificate. Now, you can take that title and go get other titles with it, like Doctor. You know, Doctor Beck, Doctor Beck. Doesn't have a good or Lawyer Beck, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So, and everyone, like that lawyer said, he said everyone needs to have a name.
Mister?
Yep, exactly. All of these are titles, but the name itself on the birth certificate is a title, and that title just indicates the bearer is an agent. Now, if at the same time, through your free will and all, you can make yourself other things in addition to that if you wish, which we have all done. And in other words, we've done everything but identify ourselves as the agent with the authority to bind the principal. And the principal is not the name on the birth certificate. The principal is Canada / Ontario in my case. Okay, and so that's the principal. And under the rules of principal and agent situations, it is hugely detrimental for the agent not to put the name of the principal on the document. And, for example, here, Jim, you might give me a power of attorney to look after your financial affairs where you're away for, or you're just incapable for whatever reasons to look after them. And under that power of attorney, I could do whatever power you have given me under that document. But I would be real foolhardy to take your power of attorney and to go and do something and put my name on there. Her name. The power of attorney authorizes me to put your name on there, Jim. To sign my signature, binding you, not me, the agent.
Then the name that you would be using would be the legal name, not the...
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, you have your private capacity here, too, and your private capacity is whatever name you want, but if you're going to use that birth certificate, or it's a situation where you have to use the birth certificate, like to get a passport, for example, a bank account, for example, there's no other way... Yes, then you want to identify that, well, I'm here in my private capacity, but I'm presenting you this birth certificate that indicates me as an agent for the principal. Okay, so, but you have full right. You cannot go into a bank and get a bank account in your own private name. And if you can, there's no purpose to it because you can't get paid in your own name. It's going to be a legal name, and it's just going to make a big mess of things anyhow. And it's now the actor is no longer an actor. He's using his own name instead of the stage name, you see. Complicates things. However, they'll let the actor have whatever belief he wants, but the scriptwriter ain't going to accept it. In other words, you could believe that you're doing things in your own name, but they're not going to do that. Their whole system electronically is designed to default to the all capital letter name, just to distinguish it from your private name. And someone sent me an email today, or sometime, I guess, while I was away, about the Alberta Premier. Someone's been using his name. His own name. He actually talks about the name that his mom and dad gave him. He's claiming it as his domain and has actually had the lawyers already sick the lawyers on the guy that's using the name tied to a website. interesting little story, but ultimately the point is yes, you do have your own private name that is private and unique to you. And, you know, when you and I are sitting around having a beer or having a hamburger or shooting a breeze and whatever, that's between man to woman, whatever, and we use our private names or nicknames, whatever we do. But when you're going to do business in the public, you can't do that. Not advisable to do that. You're an actor now, so get out there and act. Play the part, but play the part of the agent. So just to clarify, and too, when you start thinking back on a lot of stuff we've gone over, what, last 5-6 years over these calls, or pardon me, and what we've been doing and on the calls and stuff, start thinking about the responses we've got when we've been writing to the government, you own this name, this is your debt, this and that and the other thing, all connected with this name, but now you know why you're getting the responses you're getting, because it's not the truth. The truth is, it is your legal name, but it does not identify you in any personal, private capacity. It identifies you as an agent, if you so choose to be recognized that way, with the authority to bind the principal. And again, back to a police officer, he's got identification. He's going to show it to you if he's asked. It'll have his name, his legal name on there. It'll say he's a police officer. It'll have a serial number, a registration number, whatever. And at no way, when he shows you that, is he identifying himself personally. He's identifying himself by name, legal name, as a police officer with the authority to do what he's doing as a police officer. That's his role.
Are they identifying themselves even by name often? It's just by a number.
Well, they put their names on the tickets. My point is it's an identification,
okay. Right.
Identifying a man in a capacity with particular
right.
authority. No, whoever issued the authority to the officer is the recognizing authority, which is, again, is Her Majesty or Canada, Ontario, and the whole thing.
But Vic, if he signs anything without putting per in it, is he not binding himself?
I'm not sure. I didn't hear everything you said there, but what I'm saying is here, for purposes of this call, if you're accepting that understanding of power, the donee or the receiver of the power would be very foolhardy for that party not to put the donor's name on the contract, not to put the principal's name on the contract. So you put the principal's name on the contract, and you got to disclose this. You don't walk around trying to sneak it through. You go right to the bank, for example, and you say, I'm here to get a bank account open in the name Canada. Here's my power of attorney for me to bind Canada. Okay, and then so when you do that, then you go back to the rules that we were talking about there a couple months ago when we got into 1311 and 1312 of the Bills of Exchange with regards to signing per for the firm. Once you got the name Canada on the contract or whatever, then yes, you just sign per agent for Canada by so-and-so, just indicating now that you're an agent for Canada. However you do that is really simple, because now you've got Canada at the top.
Early we had agent for the firm. Is that no good anymore?
No, well, think about it. It's not that it's no good. None of this is invalidated. I'll share that any of these, this is all basically a big mistake. Fact is, we are all agents, and the fact is, we are all doing what we're doing for the principal, but the other fact is we're not indicating that, so until we do, nothing is going to change for us. But the instant is, and I just read that today, that it becomes known that the agent is actually an agent acting for a principal, even though he hasn't properly disclosed it, the principal is bound. So all of this, everything that you've done in the past is corrected by bringing the truth to the table. The day you bring it to the truth to the table and that it is accepted, everything in the past disappears. This is your ending to the Matrix 3. It's all cleaned up because it was all a mistake. So the thing is again, just if you haven't read about Power of Attorney, I'm surprised, but you should, to understand the document. And it says very clearly in there that under Power of Attorney, the recipient of the power has the power and the authority to put the principal's name on the contract and sign his signature as if the principal's, thereby binding the principal, not the agent. Okay, it's like, I'll usually use an example. He works at a penitentiary, so if he has to sign any forms, it's already on the form, pre-printed form, that it's, you know, the Solicitor General, whatever, the institution. e-signing as a officer or an in, not an inmate, but a, you know, a cook, whatever. I'm not sure what capacity or role he plays there, but when he puts a signature down, it indicates him in a particular capacity, not binding himself. He's binding the principal. It's going on every day. Every time a signature goes on a check for a corporation, the party signing is not binding himself. He's binding the corporation. But we have learned that there are rules to adhere to make that absolutely certain, so the other party knows who they are doing business with. Because if they think they're doing business with you, you could have a battle on your hands. However, like I said, under the rules, if the truth comes out at any point in time that the agent is actually an agent working for a principal, meaning that there's a principal that is the beneficiary, and in this case there is, Canada, then you, as soon as you get the truth on the table that you're an agent for Canada, then everything you did in the past is now known to have been for Canada and not yourself. It all just goes away. And you don't need to talk about the past. The past is the past. But it's a default. It just cleans itself up by bringing the error to the table, which you don't bring an error to the table. You just start doing things properly, and then the error is disclosed in the process.
Okay, if you were signing a document, are you going to say Canada per so-and-so?
Yep, so if this is to go out there and just using, say, Bell Canada, for example,
okay.
You want to get phone service, right?
Okay.
You're thinking, geez, if I put the legal name on the contract, then I got to pay. If I put my name out of my own head, which I can't do, but even if I could, I have to pay. The only way to get myself off the hook of having to pay here is to put someone else's name on there.
And
so, yeah, you'd have to call them up and say,
I'm the principal or the agent.
That's right. So remember, we're talking about a power of attorney here.
Okay,
again, Jim, if just use an example. If Jim here issues a power of attorney to me, let's say general power of attorney, no limitations.
Right.
I, that's a general appointment. I'm a general agent. Whatever Jim could do, I can do in Jim's name, finding Jim. In this case, Jim is Canada. Jim is a ship.
Okay.
So you're not doing it for another individual. You're doing it for a thing, which is all of our estate. And we're all passengers on this ship.
Okay, will we be signing Canada per so-and-so?
Yep. Well, again, back to Bell Canada. So you have to phone up Bell Canada and say, I want the name Canada on there. And if you had to sign any paperwork, it would have to say Canada on there, and then you would sign, you know, for example, for Canada by so-and-so agent for Canada. Whatever, just to make it real clear.
Okay.
I suspect, however, that when you phone up Bell Canada and say you want the phone service and the name Canada, they're going to say, well, do you have the authority to do that, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one rule about business is if they don't see the power of attorney, they are not going to take your word for it.
Right.
You know, you and I could get away with those things without having it in writing, but try to do that at a bank without having it in writing, you won't get passwords. And any legal situation is not going to accept the power of attorney except in writing and signed properly. So in the case of Bell Canada, they're going to say, well, we need to see that power of attorney then. You're saying you have the authority to buy in Canada. We need to see that. What is it you're going to send them?
So I'll send them the copy of the birth certificate.
That's right.
Obviously.
And then you're going to say to them, you know, if you have any problem with this, send it on up the chain of command for verification. Send it on up the chain of command for verification that I have the authority to do this. I'm not here to cram it down your throat. You get back to me and tell me that it isn't a power of attorney, that I'm binding myself, that that's my name on there, and that that's going to be my house and my car, and no one else is going to have claim to that. Go ahead and do that. It happened. So if you haven't been doing that, I strongly recommend you read about power of attorney. It's the same as principal and agent, so read about that as well and understand what the power of the agent has. He has the power to do whatever the principal can do, keeping in mind here that the principal is Canada. Okay, so Canada can't do anything, but it's whatever you can do, it deemed that Canada could do it. So whatever you're doing, as long as you're doing it for Canada, you're doing it for the principal, and you're doing it because the principal's not capable of doing it. And as long as you're doing it for the principal is bound. The only time the principal is not bound is if the principal refuses to receive the value. So this is where it gets interesting, because if they come back to you and say that this is not a power of attorney, then whatever value Canada has got through those our use of those birth certificates has to go back to the people then. So what you're saying is you're refusing to accept delivery of the goods, so I guess they're my goods. So give them back. But power of attorney and stuff, it's going on all the time. I was following a legal aid situation, and what happens there is there's an application for a certificate. If one qualifies, one gets a certificate, and that basically that certificate is then taken to the lawyer, and that just simply guarantees the lawyer that at the end of the show, when he's done, he does up his bill, sends it to the issuer of the certificate, along with the certificate, and he gets a check. You go to the doctor, there's a principal agent. It's the whole thing is principals and agents. Compounding one upon the other. An agent can be a principal, and a principal can also be an agent to another principal, and on up the chain of command, and back down we go. But people at the end of the day are the only ones with general agency or general appointment, which is unlimited. There are no limitations to what you can do under that power of attorney. Now, it also means if you want to go rob banks, you can do that. If you want to kill people, you can do that. You could do that anyhow. Law doesn't stop people from doing that. So at the end of the day, for those that are concerned about others being above the law, well, there's respect and morals, and if it's not for us to judge that anyhow, it's up to God. And the reason we have 60 million laws in the books in the first place is because people felt it better to regulate ourselves. And those days are going by the wayside. There's no room for that where love is.
So, Vic, we're using our legal name to do commerce. And then we are the agent. Now, in what instance are we the principal?
Always.
Is that the ultimate position for us is as principal, because we are responsible for everything that happens.
Well,
that's the way you interpret it?
First off, let's keep in mind here that if you do the reverse engineering, Lee did a nice little analogy on this for me there last week, but look at it this way. You're talking to a judge. Your Honor, where do you get your authority? Well, I get it from the Judges Act and the Courts of Justice Act and this and that and the other thing. Well, and where did that act get its authority? Oh, from the legislature of the province. Oh, and where did it get its authority? From the electors. Oh, and who are they? The people.
People.
Oh. So the people are the principal. So on the front end, we're the principal. No doubt about that. Because all power that government has, or the employees of government have, the elected, comes from the people. By a power of attorney. When you're voting, that's a power of attorney. Read about it.
And that's your mandate.
And that's right. And that's what gives them their mandate, which is the will of the people. Well, they elected me because I won the election because I said I'm gonna throw all the bad people in jail, or I'm gonna lower GST, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Well, that's all being played out in the public side of things, but the point is that power stems from the people. There's no other place for it to come from. And where do people get their power? Where did Christ get his? From the Father. Your higher self. There's a source energy that we don't see here that's here, but that's another story in itself. So there's always this flow of power, if you will, flow of authority, flow of energy from the source through things, from one to another, from one to another, principal agent, principal agent, principal agent. How deep does the rabbit hole go? So, anyhow, I think if you read up on power of attorney and get your head into that, and then somewhere in your travels you may come across, It'll just show you what the elements are in order to have a power of attorney in writing. What are the elements? So the birth certificate has all of those elements. Plus, keeping in mind here that a birth certificate is not personal identification, so it's not identified. In fact, it would be fraudulent for someone to identify you through that identification on a personal, private basis. So this is not personal identification. It's not identifying me personally. It's identifying me as an agent. That's the only thing that could be. And that is what it is.
Yeah, so the only other thing, like the usurping power of the principal, if we accepted the name on the birth certificate, which, as you said, is would be fraudulent.
Well, no, the principal is you.
No, in that in, case,
it would be fraudulent.
Mandatory, mandatory. And the mandator is the government. But
yeah, but then who's the mandator?
Picture is that
hang on. Who's the mandate? Who's the mandator to the government? Who's the mandator to the government? I just shared that. The people are the beginning and the people are the end. Okay? All governmental power comes from the people. And that birth certificate is simply an extension of our power given to the government, coming right back to the principal, but in the capacity of an agent, because it's the only way you can serve. You can't be a principal and serve. Jesus did not come here as a principal. He came as an agent of God to glorify God, is to say, I'm not here to do things in my name. Everything I'm doing is in God's name. So if you have a problem with it, take it up with God. We've discussed this over 3-4 years about this whole perspective. Why the significance of glorifying the Father? Just talk about the grantor of the power of attorney. I'm not here to do business in my name. I'm here to do business. This is my legal name that identifies me as the agent for the principal. In this case, the principal is not God. The principal is Canada. Your principal is God, and we are also principal to Canada in that we're the source of the energy. We're the electorate. Without us, there wouldn't be a Canada. There wouldn't be elected officials. There wouldn't be any flow of power. There'd be nothing. There would be no registration of birth, and there'd be nothing to kick out. There'd be no energy behind it to push out a birth certificate. So what I'm saying is if someone looks at your birth certificate and looks at that and identifies you in a private, personal capacity, that is fraud. Because what they're saying is this is personal identification, but it is not personal identification. That identifies you as an actor. Okay? Last week I played Bruce Willis, the bad guy, and shot 85 people. Today they're taking me and throwing me in jail. What's going on here? I was playing in a movie. They're taking it seriously. That would be a crime.
Okay, Vic, if you were to sign the name of the agent as precisely it is on the BC and put agent for Canada, for instance, what personal agent for Canada, what would that indicate?
The legal name is the name of the agent.
Right.
It identifies the birth certificate in that name, by that name, as the agent with the authority to bind the principal.
Right.
So put Canada, the name of the principal, whoever the principal is. If someone has given you a power of attorney and you have some legal situation to do, you don't put their name on the top of the piece of paper. Pardon me, your name. You put their name on there. And you just sign the darn thing for Billy Bob.
But the power of attorney.
Whoever gave you the power. So let's say Billy Bob delegated you all a power of attorney to do all things legal for Billy Bob.
Right.
So anytime you're out there to do something and you're doing it under that power of attorney, you put Billy Bob on the top. You put your signature and say, for Billy Bob. Okay? Are you Billy Bob? No. Billy Bob is the principal. You're just the agent. So it says, Billy Bob, we have a signature for Billy Bob. Oh, so whoever signed this is not Billy Bob. It's an agent that signed this, so we don't want to talk to the agent about who's going to pay the contract. We need to talk to Billy Bob. But since Billy Bob is represented by an agent, let's go talk to the agent. The point is we don't hold the agent liable. The principal is liable.
Correct.
Okay. That's all that's happening. And it's the same, like, and you wonder why you cannot take elected officials to court. You gave them a power of attorney, and you want to take them to court for carrying out your mandate? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any sense. Now, that would be why they're immune now, isn't it?
Before they can prosecute them, that's why they have to throw them out of the parliament or whatever it is.
If a constituent wanted to sue an elected official, it's never going to happen.
No.
Because the constituent elected the official under power of attorney. And that's the only way and the only time that is applicable, where the politician or the representative cannot be prosecuted unless he has way outstepped his authority.
Right.
In the case of these elected guys, I'm going to say they lie for that to be the case, but using that as a generally accepted example, people still elect them. So who cares if they're lying, sir? You knew they were lying. You elected a liar. Where did you expect honesty in the equation? I remember reading a story, a case law actually years ago, where a chiropractor, his wife was having an affair with a chiropractor. The man was aware of the affair, and he continued to pay the chiropractic bills. A few years later, he wanted a divorce, and he claimed adultery. The judge says, sir, you knew your wife was having an affair, and you even paid the chiropractic bills. So don't come to this court and talk about adultery. You accepted it. So he had ratified it by his own act of letting it happen and not doing something about it at the moment it came to his mind. Big thing I just wanted to make or share on this call tonight is that the perspective that the government owns the name on the birth certificate, big deal. Perspective that it's a legal name or a legal entity or corporation, all that sort of stuff. I'm not telling you what to do with it, but seriously reconsider. And we're proceeding on the basis, and I actually expect closure within a couple of weeks on this whole situation. Because it's a simple situation. I have the power to buy in Canada.
Right.
Here's the power of attorney. Now send it on up the chain of command for verification. You do not have the power to bind Her Majesty. And nowhere on that birth certificate does it say anything about Her Majesty. It has to have the name of the grantor of the power. Doesn't say Her Majesty, so there's nothing in evidence that it's Her Majesty, but Her Majesty is in right of Canada, and so Canada is the ship, and so that's our home, if you will. That's our estate is under Canada. It's assets in Canada, not in Her Majesty. However, if you look at court documents, the court documents issue, like for bail, for example, they issue from, it says Canada/Ontario, just like on a birth certificate, but if there's any money owing, it's not owed to Canada. It's owed to Her Majesty in right of Canada. So point is here is that when you're looking on a birth certificate, it identifies the parties to the power of attorney, and Her Majesty is not mentioned there. Canada is, and Ontario is in my case. Provinces are responsible for property and civil matters. Federal government for money, bankruptcy, banking, bills of exchange, blah, blah, commerce and trade, public debt, blah, blah, the whole money side of you. So in your province, you have property, and on the Fed, you have the money. In the provinces, you have the producers of that property, which is the principals, but also the principals are an agent. Remember, I shared an email a while ago where some wise words from, I can't remember the author's name, but he said, basically, if I say I am this, then that is what I am. If I say I am nothing, then I am everything. In other words, we are the creditor, we are the debtor, we are the creator, we are the destroyer, we're the lover, we're the hater, we're all things. Don't be anything, but just allow yourself to be everything. So you can be principal and we can be agent. We can be lovers, we can be haters, we can be bad guys. We're all things. But there's a flip-flop of power here, and so we come in as principals and can maintain that. Principal only, king of the hill. I'm the principal here in this piece of turf, and everyone else, get off. that doesn't really fall in line with God's intentions, but you're okay to do that. God's the judge, not me. However, you can then accept the birth certificate and say, well, this is my tool that I can do God's will in serving Canada. And in serving Canada, if Canada prospers, my brothers and sisters, the other people, including myself, prosper. In other words, if we've known this for a while, but if we're all serving Canada freely, we will all receive freely because there would be no cost. And so under a power of attorney, under contract of mandate, the mandatory is the one, and it's all supported by the facts in this whole situation here, because it's the agent that gets the paycheck. In the past, you've never got paid. The agent may have got paid, but that's not you. It's identifying you in the capacity of an agent, but not you. So you've never actually had income. The agent has, but not you. And shoot, I forget what I was going to say there. Couldn't have been too critical. Where was I?
Okay, so if we were signing, we were showing Canada, and then we would show for agent, and then the agent would be precisely the way it was on the
No. It's by agent.
No.
Not for agent. You're doing it for the principal.
Right.
Jim. Let me look at it. Let's move it this way. Let's just reverse your thinking here for a second. Let's say I issue a power of attorney to all of you.
Yep.
And it comes, says, Billy Bob grants general authority to so-and-so, which is all you people. You each have your own little power of attorney from Billy Bob.
Yep.
Okay. Now, you're going out there to buy a car, and you have the choice to buy the car in your name, but you know that the system will not accept your name. So you say, okay, then I'm going to buy the car in Billy Bob's name.
Right.
And Billy Bob has to pay.
Right.
Now, whose name are you going to put on the contract? Your name or Billy Bob's name?
No, I'm going to put Billy Bob's name.
And what gives you the authority to do that?
Power of attorney.
Okay. So you wouldn't want to put your name on there, now would you? You'd want to put Billy Bob's name on there. Okay, so now you put Billy Bob's name on the contract to buy the car. Now, how are you going to sign that form? Are you going to sign for yourself or for Billy Bob?
Agent for Billy Bob.
Just for Billy. That's right. Real simple. Agent for Billy Bob. What does that indicate to the party looking at the contract or saying, whoever signed this form, the guy sitting in front of my face, is not the one buying for this car, is not the one we call upon to pay the charges for this car or to deal with the issues in the court over this court matter, whatever the case may be, the guy in front of me is the agent.
Okay, so I just showed.
So that's the whole purpose of disclosure.
Agent,
is to get the
for,
name.
Agent for Canada.
Yep.
And you don't put any other any other name on there.
No.
Of the name of the agent. Okay, fine.
That's right. No, it's
okay.
Not to say you can't.
Well, no. I mean, we've passed these things around.
You can put by, and then the name as it appears, you know, by Billy Bob, or pardon me, by Jim Gilroy for Canada.
What do you want?
Per is the same, right?
Sorry, I'm on the phone.
Per is true.
That's true, yes.
You know, but the point is all you should be thinking about here is I need to make sure that the party I'm doing business with knows the capacity of the parties, who I am and who I'm not here.
Right.
And again, if you get out the books or get on the internet there and just read about power of attorney, and especially as pertains to, which is a principal and agent situation,
right?
There, that if the agent is acting for the principal, it's critical to get the name on the document and not the name of the agent. The power of attorney authorizes the agent to do that. What do you think in the courts when they ask you for your name and they put your name on the paper? Who just authorized them to do that?
I guess you did.
Yeah, under power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as soon as you give them your name, you just gave them the power of attorney now to tell you what to do.
And if you don't produce the power of attorney, then they're just assuming that's an assumed name. Is that correct?
Well, they're just going to act on the basis. You just and you don't read beyond that, if you don't give them the birth certificate, then who the heck are you?
Right.
Just going back to that scenario I just gave, I give you all the power of attorney, and someone's dragged you into court for charges to Billy Bob. If you don't say something like, I'm the agent for Billy Bob, you might go to jail for Billy Bob.
Right.
Simple.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a principal agent situation. Canada is the principal, and every one of us is an actor on the ship. And using the name on the birth certificate. If you're doing your private affairs and you're in your backyard or you're walking through a store but you're not buying anything, you're private. But when it comes time to doing commercial activity, you can't be private. You put on the hat, says I'm an actor, and here's my name as an actor. And I'm not responsible for this. Sorry?
When I do any action, let's say I'm not wearing the seatbelt, I'm doing that for the benefit of Canada, right?
I don't know.
Yes.
Well,
I wouldn't worry about that because you're a general agent. The special agent can't do anything about it anyhow. There's a difference between special agent and general agent. And we went through that a month or two ago, and if you don't remember that, I'd get the books out again and look up special agent and general agent. It all comes under the same category of principal and agent. Not a real long read. I got books on it here, 2-3 pages at the most.
It's under agency.
Could be. And, you know, you just look under principal and agent. It gives you the do's and the don'ts. That's what we talked about there a month or two ago about all of the different ways to sign. I started with that guy out west where his lawyer said, when you're signing for your company, I don't want to see you sign any way other than like this.
Right.
Name of company, buy so-and-so for a company. There, now the owner of the company is not bound personally. He doesn't do that. He is or could be, depending who's on the other end. So the point is if you have a power of attorney and you're acting under power of attorney, but someone's acting as if you're the guy instead of the guy with the power of attorney, it's up to you to say something like, just a second, you guys think I'm Billy Bob. I'm the agent for Billy Bob, and here's my power of attorney. Billy Bob couldn't be here today. He exists in name only, whatever the case may be. But you understand it's a real simple process here. It's up to you to indicate who you are in this world. And certainly when you're dealing with a power of attorney, if you want to do business in the name Billy Bob and you don't produce the power of attorney, you could be Billy Bob. This is what's been happening to us all. Thing is the power you have is we're general agents, so there's no limitations. You look at any other title out there, they all have limitations. Every single solitary one of them have limitations, so they don't have the power that we have. They can never outdo. So if you were driving down the road without a seatbelt, and a special agent has a problem with that and comes up to you, then you just kind of flash them your power of attorney. And, I'm not saying you're going to use this on the roadside. We're taking this to the top to get it settled once and for all, but just as an analogy here, and, you flash it to them and say, well, here's my general power of attorney appointment, and I'm relieving you of your duty to request or demand anything from me. Exactly what Lee did with CRA, and he hasn't heard from them in over 2 years now. He wasn't asking them to do anything that was not within their power or mandate to do. In other words, he didn't ask them to circumvent the rules or anything like that. He just simply fired them. Politely.
Okay.
And since they're only acting, under the authority of the elected officials who were elected by the people themselves, they're going to keep coming after you until you do something and say, just a second here, I got the power of attorney, I relieve you guys of your duty to do this. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Boss, he relieved me of my duty. Fair enough then, get on to the next account. So it's very, very simple. It's very, very straightforward. And so what we're doing
what if
now.
You were, Vic, what if you were to sign Canada per the agent for POW, or POA, rather?
I don't know, Jim. I don't even want to give it any thought. I would put Canada by so-and-so for Canada, or by so-and-so, or for Canada by so-and-so agent. You know, it says all it needs to say, and if you want to add, do it another way, that's just think about what you're doing there, and I don't think we need to discuss a thousand ways of doing it. And I would certainly keep it simple, and bearing in mind here, I think the fact that you're going to be saying to someone here, I have the authority to buy in Canada, I'd be really surprised if someone's just going to accept that on that on the face, take a look at the birth certificate and say, yep, you're right, and do it. It's going to have to be passed up the chain of command. I'm almost certain of that. So I wouldn't be too concerned about how you're going to sign at this point in time, because when it does come back that you do have the power to bind, and you can ask the other guy, okay, well, how should I sign this to make sure that it's Canada-bound and not me? You're the special agent here. I'm asking for your assistance. As a general agent, I'm asking for you to tell me how to show me how to sign on this piece of paper so that Canada's bound, not me. Don't worry about trying to be an expert, other than knowing yourself. Know thyself. So anyhow, I've drafted up documents to, although I'm going to do something different before I even send anything off here. I don't really see the need to send anything off, to be honest with you. I believe that this can be done at a lawyer. And all one is basically doing is, this is what this is, and I need you to verify it for me. You know, so take the original, show him the original. He can take a photocopy of that so he can say, yes, he has seen the original. And then all you're asking him to do is send that up higher up the chain of command to verify that, yes, I can, in fact, do this before I start to go out and do it.
Right.
See, no reason why you couldn't go to the bank. I'm not sure that the bank is going to open the account. The bank might say it might steer you to a lawyer anyhow. There's privacy stuff here. And I'm of the opinion that this certificate does meet the qualifications under Section 414 of the Bank Act, which is the unqualified obligation, only on the basis it's a power of attorney. If you know who you are when that account is opened up, whether they or not they will let you actually open that account or not, it's a different story. But the birth certificate is the power of attorney, and they all have a copy of that. They want to see the original, and if you didn't use the birth certificate and you used the driver's license and the passport, they know that all of those are founded off the foundation document being the birth certificate, so they know there's a birth certificate / power of attorney in the background.
Rick, I did that last week. I went to the bank, and there was no problem, really, to open an evidence of my birth certificate or citizenship certificate.
Nope.
Open the account exactly as the name appeared on the certificate.
Yep. And in hindsight, that's just, you're on the hook there.
I told him I'm a different name. I gave him a different name. And at the end, he said, oh, okay, Mr. Freeman. You know, which I said, okay, fine. You can call me anything you want.
Yep, and it doesn't matter. They don't care who you are. They need to have the name off the power of attorney, and they got that. But the only thing there is that there's no principal, so you're it. So I wouldn't be writing big fat checks on that account expecting someone else to cover it. Again, has to have the name. If the name of the principal is not there, then who the heck's the principal? It doesn't matter how you sign.
There should be Canada on it, you mean?
That's what we've been talking about. Again, you're going to put your name on the contract, or you're going to put Billy Bob's name on the contract. If you're using the power of attorney and you put your name, there's no point in having the power of attorney. You might as well leave the power of attorney at home and just go and open up your own account. But if you're going to do it under the power of attorney using the birth certificate as identification, then you got to get the name of the principal on there, or it's you. Anyone that doesn't get that yet? Again, if you read on the powers of attorney and principal and agent situations, it's all there. It's not complicated at all.
So you go to the bank and have that changed to the principal.
Well, Well, unless you want to be on the hook.
Well, I thought it was the straw man is on the hook then, and the straw man being owned by the principal, it should go there anyway.
Yeah, but how can it go there if the name of the principal is not there? Is anyone listening? If you don't put the name Billy Bob on the account, who the heck is Billy Bob, and who are they going to mail it to if they don't know who Billy Bob is?
Okay.
People. I love you.
We love you.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. That feels really good to hear that. Actually, it feels really good to say it, too.
Which is the love part?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Things have been happening last week or so. I can't put words to be honest with you. And, powerful stuff. Good stuff.
Super.
So, anyhow, you know, that's... I know what I have to do, and that's why
so
we kind of started off.
A couple of weeks, this may be concluded.
Yep. Yep.
So should we hold off with anything for the couple of weeks then? Yeah.
Well, like always, it's up to yourselves. I'm not putting any restraints on your life there at all. It's all free will here, right? And so you don't need to sit back and wait. I mean, if you want to do something, yeah, by all means, go ahead and do it. But we are on this end, and, you know, Justin included. I've got the document drafted, should we need to kick it on up the ladder, but really don't see the need of that. However, if that comes, then I'm all ready to go on that, which is in the form of a notice. And basically accepting a notice of accepting the mandate, first off to let them know that we're accepting the mandate, which, as you know, means power of attorney. And identifying ourselves.
I did send some bills to the utility companies, and all it came back, and I still owe them.
Yeah, well, again, if you understand here,
the legal name was on the bill. So
that's right.
I need to change that to Canada then.
That's right. In absence of having Billy Bob / Canada on there, you're it. Not legally are you it. Remember, you cannot get a bank account in your name, so you can't pay anyhow.
Yeah.
The fact that you can't get a bank account in your name also supports the concept that you don't own anything and that name on the birth certificate is not your name, blah, 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 blah. Hence, another reason it is a power of attorney.
So it's in another name. That other name is Canada because they issued the power of attorney.
That's right, and I was just going to say that. So look at it now. Look at it this way, that Canada issued everyone a power of attorney because it says Canada on the birth certificate. Who did they issue it to? To the recipient or to the party that says that's my name on the birth certificate?
To the recipient.
Well, sure, you could say, okay, to the recipient, but who are you, sir? You're the recipient of what? What's your name, sir? We need to know your name to see that your name matches the name on the power of attorney, so it would be better to say... the name. And the recipient. The recipient doesn't mean anything. Yeah, I'm the recipient of this. Okay, so what? You found it blowing around down the street? What? Oh, I'm sorry. See the name on the power of attorney there? That's me. I'm the agent. So you're right in to say the recipient.
The certificate
you're having
was
that...
made out in the name of the agent or the power of attorney.
Look, maybe it'll help you if you look at this thing. The whole world is a stage. We're all actors on it. The name on the birth certificate is the name that identifies you as an actor, not a man, as an actor. So everything you do in that name, as long as you get it on the table, I'm just an actor playing a role, agent for a principal. You're not liable for anything done in that name. But you need to identify yourself somehow in the equation here, and that's why they want it. That's why they'll say, is this your name? Yes, that's my legal name that identifies me as an agent for the principal, Canada. Real simple.
Boy, if I'm King Lear, that's the name of the mask, you know, and the actor behind can be Billy Smith.
If you go in with the power of attorney, okay, so I give you guys all the power of attorney from Billy Bob to Billy Smith, and you go in there saying, well, my name's John Doe. Well, what are you doing with this power of attorney here then, sir? It doesn't have your name on it. We can't accept this. Looks like fraudulent to me.
Thanks.
So you have to, like, if you want to be the agent, you have to accept the name on the birth certificate or the power of attorney is identifying you as the agent. There's no other way around it. And it's a good thing.
Yeah, but... We've been assigned to be the actor for that.
No. You applied. You applied. You asked and you received. You did not pay. You asked for a name, a title, and you received on a power of attorney.
Well, look at it, Vic. If I go to Hollywood and I apply. For an acting position.
Whoa. You're missing my point there.
Eventually, they assign me, if they accept me, they assign a name to me, and I use that name to act on.
But before you go in there to act, you already have a name before you go in there to act. You have to give them, who are they going to communicate with? Oh, we got a guy at the front door who's looking for a name to act under. Well, what's his name? I don't know. Well, go get one. You know, we got to know his name to give him an acting name. You know, the whole point of the acting thing is just wear that name like a hat. When you're producing that document, that birth certificate, which is a power of attorney, if you're going to do business through that power of attorney, you get the name of the principal on the contract or whatever, and you sign for that party. That's it. If you're doing your private affairs, you don't care. You can be whoever you want to be, but when you're going to open up a bank account or get a hydro or something, that you can't, at that moment, you have to be an actor. So play the part of the name. If your name is not the same as it is on that power of attorney, then you do not have a power of attorney. You have someone else's power of attorney. See, and this is why birth certificates are not negotiable instruments. They are not securities like we've been indicating them as, because powers of attorney cannot be transferred or assigned. They are voided and reissued to a new party. In other words, if I appoint someone as my agent and then I don't like that party or that party quits, then I have to appoint another agent. But the agent cannot delegate another agent to act for the principal. So when you get responses that a birth certificate is not a negotiable instrument or anything like that, it's absolutely correct. And it's only a power of attorney that falls in that category. It cannot be negotiated.
So if I have a power of attorney, I cannot... Sign it off to somebody else.
No.
That somebody else I want to give the power of attorney to would have to apply and get a new power of attorney from the principal.
Well, again, if I appointed you as my power of attorney under power of attorney, Ralph, and for whatever reasons we had a falling out, then I would give you notice that you're no longer, that power of attorney is void, and I just issue a new one to someone else, and it's none of your business who it goes to. And, you know, there's no need to look at this from a complicated perspective, and maybe I'm responsible for taking it in that direction. Just really read up on powers of attorney and understand principal and agent. It's in front of your face every day. And thank you to, you know who you are, that those words were sent to me last week, that the truth is always in front of my face. And I got to tell you, it's growing on me ever since. And the truth is in front of our face if we just care to step back and ask just what truth. And,
I don't think there's much left, Vic, this revelation today about, you know, the principle. How much further can we twist it or turn it? That should be the ultimate goal that we reached.
Well, again, and I agree with you, Ralph, and I'm glad you see it that way. And again, the thing that really does it for me is I already knew this, but I guess it's truly embedded now that, like, we have a choice to serve love or to serve ego. And if it's love, it's all through the Bible, but it's unconditional giving. There's no payment.
Okay.
And mandatory fits that bill perfectly. Here's your opportunity to serve free. Now, at the same time you're hearing that and thinking that to yourself, yeah, that feels really wonderful. Your ego's going, yeah, but how are you going to eat? And if you're having those issues, they got to be cleaned out. there is no safety net here. There's that leap of faith and just trust. And I know that I know what I am now, and I know what I have to do, and I can't do anything less than that. And I'm doing it. Some of you that know me when I do get to a certain point in time, I stick to it. You know, when I got onto the spiritual stuff and when I got and learned about the judgments and my thoughts and all of that stuff, I ceased. I mean, I don't mean overnight, but I paid very close attention to my thoughts and everything because I wanted to change. I took it to the letter of the law, I guess. There's no halfway. I can't say 1 minute, yeah, I want to be of love, but then spend the rest of the day judging things. It doesn't jive. Makes no sense. And so this is the thing here, is we do have this is the opportunity. This, in my view, is the way. Again, in your private capacity, you serve God however you do. And that's demonstrated by how you act, but it's also the same in the marketplace by how you act. And if you're doing it privately, or you know, you're going to your neighbor and saying, like people on the call here, they go next door and start shoveling driveways for people. Thank you very much. Spin-offs come or spin-offs don't come. It doesn't matter, but it's all good. Commercially, you do the same thing. And when it's seen that you're acting as a mandatory, it all means that everything you're doing now is for free, and that is love. You know, that back to that movie with Robin Williams where he was the robot guy, Millennium Man, you know, he was always in there, and I watched that a couple times. And I always loved it when he said, it's an honor to serve. And it is. That's what this whole thing is about. But it requires letting go of that ego that has the fear of that and the unknowns and all of these sort of things. And, you know, like Captain Kirk always used to say, you know, to boldly go where no man has gone before means you're going to have to break some barriers here.
Did you have any feedback about what you did?
Did what?
Well, now you're saying you're putting Canada for Canada by your BC name. Now, did you have any feedback from the government?
That's what we're talking about. Yep.
You got feedback?
No, I haven't sent anything. I just said that I'm preparing this, and as far as I'm concerned, it can all be done through a lawyer.
Okay.
So I went away on the weekend for a few days to clear my mind of some stuff and just allow things to flow, if you will, and more or less to confirm what I already knew, what I probably know, what I think we've all known for a very long time internally, but for some reason have been in denial. Fear, I guess, is the big one.
Okay.
And so I went away on the weekend there to deal with those issues as best I could over that time frame. And I got to tell you, you get there and you got 12 hours to calm down, mellow out, get accustomed to the scenery, and then boom, you're right in there like you've been there forever. And the people I meet now, it's just amazing. Like, we're not strangers. There's no strangers anymore in my existence. It's really great. And yesterday, or pardon me, I got to share this, on Monday, the lady there, the owns the cottage, took me to an elk farm. A few years back, the Ministry of Natural Resources brought 40 or 50 elk from Alberta back to Ontario, right behind this place, actually, about 7 kilometers away, and to repopulate the elk in Ontario. We get there, and there was two elk, one of which I thought was so huge, I thought it was a wooden carving, and it got up and walked away. But it was a monster. Anyhow, the guy comes out and says, oh, yeah, there's 40 of them, and they're right there. And we couldn't see any but these two full-grown elks, and then there was actually a baby deer in there, a doe. He rings this bell, and it's reminding me of a movie I once where the Indians were hiding in the woods all camouflaged, and they were right in front of your face, but you couldn't see them. And as soon as he dinged that bell, about 30 seconds later, all they started appearing out of nowhere. It was amazing. And all 40 of them walked right up to us, and one of them actually walked down the hill, down an icy hill, right to us. He bypassed the food. He came walking right to us. It was really cool. Got to talk to him and pet him, and he kind of nibbled on my fingers there, and it was great. And it was a really awesome experience, I got to tell you. And there was no fear on anyone's part there. Everyone was, I don't know. It's the thing about, from my view anyhow, when you love everything, there's nothing to fear. Mirrored right back at you.
I had one question about the BC. On your BC in Ontario, it said it's written Canada on it.
Yep. And the province of issue. And the province of issue.
Yeah. Okay. But mine in Quebec, it's not written any Canada on it.
Yeah, that's okay. And again, you know, we've had a discussion here and put words to things. And
okay.
Myself, as I said, I'm going to be going to. There's a couple things I got to do first to close off any loose ends.
Yeah.
We'll all, in all likelihood, end up at a lawyer. And all I'm going to be doing is putting it on the table to the lawyer. This is a power of attorney. You have the power to bind the principal. You need to confirm this. So I'm not going to tell him who the principal is. I'm not going to say it's Canada. I'm not going to say it's the province. I'm going to say this is what it is, or I believe what it is. Confirm it for me. Okay? I want to serve Canada. I want to serve it for free. I want to be me. I want to live it.
When you say confirm it,
verify that this is a power of attorney.
A certified copy of the original.
No. Verify that this is a power of attorney, please. Okay? That's all I want to know. One simple question. Verify that this birth certificate is a power of attorney and I'm the agent. That's all I want to know. Yes or no? Nothing beyond that. Real simple.
Do you want that in writing then from them?
I just want him to verify it, Ralph. If he comes back and says, yes, it is, I says, okay, so how do we proceed? Set it all up. I'd like you to be the trustee. We need some banking here. We need this, we that. What do we do? You tell me. You're the expert. I want to go out and have fun now. I want to live. When I say that, I want to do everything in love. Can't be anything better than that. So I'm not too concerned about the technicalities. Just asking a question. Just verify that this is what I believe it is. Yes or no. And so when it comes back that it isn't, we have a conversation. If it comes back that it is, well, then you're done. That's all I need to know.
Dick, as Justin was a fully practicing lawyer, how did he see this?
He's right in line with it. When I read to him the definition of mandatories and what that meant there a couple of weeks ago at Wally's place, he just about fell off the floor. Or, pardon me, off the chair, onto the floor.
If he were practicing lawyer, he could actually say yes.
Can I ask you to speak up, Anne? I can hardly hear you.
Oh, so he could say, if he were practicing, he could say, yes, I can verify it for you.
No, I'm not saying that at all. And here's the thing, folks. I don't expect your lawyer to verify it right in front of your face.
Okay.
Like I said, pass it up the chain of command wherever it needs to go to have it verified by whoever has the means to verify it. Keeping in mind here that if each one of these is a power of attorney, there are 30 million power of attorneys in Canada, roughly. Do you not think that the issuer of that power of attorney is going to want to verify the accuracy when someone finally comes forth with the truth, including perhaps testing your birth certificate to make sure it's not fake? Given the ramifications and the consequences here and the meaning of all of this stuff, do you not think that there's going to be a verification process from beginning to end? Think about it. They're just going to accept your word and say, oh, yeah, this is power of attorney. This is what we do, blah, 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 blah. We don't need to see the birth certificate to see if it's a fraudulent document or not. We put it on exchequer bill paper for something to do. No, exchequer bill paper is the kind of paper that's on the paper money, and you can only get that. Only Her Majesty can have that paper. It's a crime, as we've been through before, to be in possession of that paper without license. So it's got watermarks on the birth certificate. So you don't think that they're going to want to come at some point in time and say, okay, everything here is correct, but we need to see now that birth certificate is not fake. How do we know that you are who you say you are? How do we know you're an agent? How do we know you didn't jump ship from some other country 3 weeks ago and just come in here and do this? So think about this. This is huge. And so...
Hey,
yes?
Yeah, Vic, it's Bruce. Bruce. In order for them to confirm...
I don't know any Spruce.
Well, shit, you should have. You're out with the elf last week.
Sorry, buddy.
How's it going? Great, thank you. Great.
Goody.
In order for them to confirm the authenticity of the birth certificate, do we not then need to, give the Minister of Finance our birth certificate for authenticity or not?
I don't know about anything about any Minister of Finance. That would be your words, not mine. And I guess I talked about
or Registrar General or whoever.
No, it's see, the thing is in my view, it's not up to me to verify. It's up to the party that's questioning whether it is or not. I'm going to say this
Correct.
Is a power of attorney. You're saying it's not. You send it up the chain of command to verify whether it is or not. Okay? And where that is, buddy, I don't know. You're the lawyer. And so I'm not getting involved in hit and miss and throwing darts as to who it might go to. I think it's a case of, well, I've got my inclinations and I've shared a couple of them. So it's not a question of a specific party. It's going to, like I say, going to the bank first off, for example. Probably going to get kicked over to the lawyer. That's fine. So get it verified. Now, something I want to share in addition to that verification process, when I was having all these thoughts there last week, in Ontario, the statement of births are located in what they call an information bank 005 in the Port of Thunder Bay. That is what they call a bank on information on the general public. There are three parties, that's the statement of births. There are three parties in government that have access to that information, being the statement of birth. And the statement of birth will be the ultimate verifier. In other words, it's okay that someone comes forth with a name on a birth certificate saying, talked about power of attorney, but they're going to need to go back further, and they're going to need to make a connection to the statement of birth. The very first verification from a commonsensical, logical perspective would be to check the database to see if, in fact, they do have a name like that in this in their database or in their records in Thunder Bay that matches the name on the that the guy says he has on a birth certificate. And there's three parties of access to that. One is the province that gets it there. The other is Public Works and Government Services, and the other is the Treasury Board. So I don't care who, where, or how it's verified. That's not my concern. My concern is to get it in someone's table. They can get it up there for verification, and I believe that that's what's going to happen. It's going to get up there in Public Works and or Treasury Board. It's going to first off do a check to the records in Thunder Bay and say, oh, yep, we got a registration here. Matches everything it does on the birth certificate. Good. We passed that step. Let's go on to step two. We need to see the birth certificate and test it to make sure it is actually on exchequer bill paper and that it's not a forged or fraudulent document. That's why we put it on exchequer bill paper. We don't do that for something to do. So we can verify the authenticity of the instrument. And once that is done, I would say it's finished. But there is that connection. And if you think about this logically, if you think a stock company that issues stocks where the people, in the old days, they used to actually take the stock home, that they didn't have some way of verifying it beyond just checking the number? Something like this where there's so many unknowns, it doesn't make sense. It makes no sense at all that, it's just going to be accepted. Yep, this is the power of attorney, and we don't need to verify anything. There has to be, in my view, a verification process. And I believe that it's going to be Public Works that is the Receiver General. Also, that ultimately is the one that would be making that verification. Thinking again, when you apply for a social insurance number, it goes to Human Resources. You need a birth certificate to do that. Goes to Human Resources, and boom, now you've got an account with the Receiver General. Don't think that they're verifying somewhere in the background there that we got a birth certificate here along with an application for a social insurance number, but we got to go back to our records in Thunder Bay and just make sure that this is a legitimate birth certificate to keep everything nice, all the accounting nice and neat and honest here. So, it may just be that in cases where they don't actually have physical possession of the birth certificate to do a test, and they do the verification by going to Thunder Bay through their information system, however, wherever that is, I don't care. But there are three parties that do have access to that information in Thunder Bay, and we talked about that, boy, several times, but for sure 6 years ago, a lot. That's actually why one of the reasons, one of the reasons we drove to Thunder Bay there a few years ago to do some record checking.
What did you all see, Sapient?
at least the two weevils.
Hey, Vic.
Yep.
Just reading the Land Titles Act here. It says power of attorney authorized. Section 70, a person may, under a power of attorney, authorize another person to act for that person in respect of any land or interest therein under this act. Since Canada is a corporation, would that refer to a person as well?
Sure, but I think it's also referring to the lawyer. remember, the lawyer has his interest to the state, so when you go to hire a lawyer to do a transaction...
On behalf of Canada, yes.
That's right. No, he's doing things the way he's supposed to do them. We just need to get into the flow. If what we're doing is not love 24/7, 365, there's evidence of resistance somewhere in the picture. That's what the whole Ho'oponopono is about, is getting rid of those resistors.
366 this year. Right?
Pardon me?
366 this year.
Well, okay. Whatever.
Jump.
Anyhow,
that's called the leap of faith.
Deep of life. Anyhow, I think that's pretty much all I got to say on the subject. So, like I say, the main thing I wanted to share is that in my view, and certainly Lee's and others, it's that name on the birth certificate, we've got to accept that or consider it for yourselves, that it is a legal name. It is your legal name. However, it does not identify you in any personal way. It identifies you as an agent. That is your title. That's the hat you wear when you're doing business under that power of attorney. You put that hat on with that legal name, and you're there to act on behalf of the principal. When you leave the place, you take the hat off, and you put everything away, and you're you again.
Right. And that's the name.
Like a cop. When he puts on the uniform, he's a cop. When he takes it off, he's not a cop.
Right.
And when the doctor's at work, he's the doctor. When the garbage man's driving the truck, he's the garbage man. When he's driving his own car, he's not the garbage man. It's all about capacities and roles and acting And one individual can play many, many roles. Beauty of being human. So it's all a free-for-all of choices.
Very good.
Hey, it's Bruce. I'm back. Sorry, for some reason the call got dropped around me, so I apologize for that.
No worries, Bruce. What was the question?
It was just about submitting our birth certificate for them to prove and verify the authenticity of being an agent for the valuable token.
Yeah. Again, I anticipate that they will want to verify it. It's up to them to come to me to do that. I'm not sending it to them for anything.
Sounds fair. Okay, that's good.
If it gets to the point where they say, yep, we accept so far, we need to see it to have it verified, send it to us, at that point I would do it, maybe through a third party, but I'm not going to send it to them to ask them to verify the authenticity of the document. The first thing is to establish, first off, is this a power of attorney, yes or no?
Right.
The original. So you can send a copy, for example, you go to the lawyer, again, just an example, you go with the original and you go with a photocopy, you show the lawyer the original, you tell him the question, say, now here's a copy, you've seen the original, you can authenticate this as a true copy of the original, now get it verified on that basis there, knowing that I have the original.
Right.
That's the first step, verification, I believe.
Well, first, okay. You're really just verifying that's what it is.
That's right.
Not necessarily that you are that power of attorney. You're just verifying.
That's right. And that's the thing. That's what I'm getting at here. Without limiting, fewer words is better. So the first thing is to just basically get it established. Is this the power of attorney?
Yeah.
Without adding any more words to it, because that can limit it. So once we get it established, yes, okay, it is a power of attorney. Great. Now, what's my role in this?
That's right.
Right. All right.
What I do know is that I'd like to serve freely. So if this is a power of attorney, I want to be the mandatory. Make it happen. Well, it's already in place, sir. We just needed you to wake up to that fact that you're here to serve up love and not serve your ego. Welcome home.
Right.
Or whatever. And it will be the ego that's going to be the battle here to let go. Any doubts about, assuming everything is correct on the power of attorney side of things, any doubts that one has in his mind, in my view, because I've looked at my own, is going to be the ego.
If I'm the mandatory, Vic, that means I have a mandate from the principal.
That's right.
In his interest.
That's right. A mandate is a power of attorney.
Right. Now, Could I just ask a question here? Forgive me for my ignorance, maybe, but in order to send that letter, would that be addressed to the Registrar General, or?
I'm not sending any letter either.
Pardon me?
I'm not sending any letter. Like I say, I intend to take this right to someone that for easy verification.
Okay.
But that's the reason I'm saying that, Spruce.
Whatever you say, elk. Exactly.
There's lots of spruce around the cottage. Spruce.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
I don't see the need to do that, Bruce, because that becomes hit and miss. Who do I send it to?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what better guy than a lawyer to verify whether if something is a power of attorney or not?
Okay, there you go. All right. Very good.
So it would be up to him, and I don't think the government would do it anyhow, or they'd be reluctant and probably respond back, you need to see a lawyer. Because I don't think, you know, there's got to be this middleman situation there because of the conflict of interest aspect. Keep it all honest.
Yes, okay. Okay.
As much as they are the issuer, this and that and the other thing, there's always a chance from your side, you know, to protect themselves, or they would be better off to recommend you get independent advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it covers their ass.
Have the question asked through a lawyer so that, you know, if they come back and say it isn't and later on it turns out it is, oops. However, my experience is the government doesn't lie.
His experience? Were you turning it off?
So, okay. I think if it is what we, and it's sent in for verification on that basis, that it's going to come back with the truth.
Right.
So in that way, I don't have to get involved in deciding who or what to send it to. Now, as I did say, though, however, I do have document drafted up if it comes necessary to do that, and quite frankly, I would just be sending it to the top dog, the CEO of the Fed and the CEO of the province. Here, you, this is your ship, or you're the captain in this department, you're the captain in that department, you appoint everyone underneath you, you find out who this goes to for verification or to find out if it is what it is, blah, 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 blah.
So by CEO, you're talking about the Prime Minister or Premier?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You know, that's the top dog. The top dog has a parties appointed below him. You know, principal agent situations all over again, flip-flopping all the way down to the mailroom guy.
Right. Well, what about the Governor General of Canada due to the fact there's that connection to Britain also, or the monarchy?
Well, the Prime Minister appoints that party, or agrees with that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, very good. Yep.
The Prime Minister has much more power than these days than in the older days when Britain was ruling this country, so to speak.
Right. Okay.
So if you go to the Premier's office website, you can read up on that. It's all there.
Okay.
Great, thanks. Yeah.
You're welcome, Spruce.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
It's a good thing there's elk there and not moose.
I'd be checking your hair. I'd be checking your hair for seedlings, though.
What hair?
Oh yeah. Forgot.
What is this? You don't want any ticks in there, right?
I'll be sure to wear my shirt so you don't see the hair on my back.
Too late.
Yeah, really.
It was on the back of the CD, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
Back when it was sunny in 90.
Yeah.
So, are there any questions at all? Anything anyone else wants to talk about related to the subject?
Yeah, Vic, you using Canada as the principal. What address would you use?
Like I said, I'm not... Oh, you mean if I sent a letter off?
Oh, no, for a bank account.
No, I'd use my address.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, like I said, I don't expect that you go into a bank and the bank's going to say, oh, yeah, we can do this, just put Canada on here and you just sign like this and you won't get charged for the checks. Again, if the bank is even willing to discuss it, there's going to have to be a verification. They're going to say to you, we need to see that you have the power or the authority to do this. you're going to say, here it is, handing them the birth certificate. Who knows what they're going to say, but all you care about is you need to send this up the chain of command to verify what I just said.
Thank you.
Okay, and that's how I'd be looking at this thing. It's not about cramming anything. It's, I think, where we've been making, or I've been making mistakes in the past, is going on assumptions and just doing things instead of asking. It's okay to ask. I know that now. It's okay to ask for assistance. It's okay to come to be humble and go in low. In fact, it's a lot less expensive.
So if I open a bank or change the bank account to Canada and I write a check, then I should have no repercussions on that.
That's right. When the account is opened, think about this, folks. If you actually get an account open where Canada's on the contract, are you Canada?
No.
So
think about it. Unlimited pool of resources, that's for sure.
Come on. Think about it. You're connected to the Consolidated Revenue Fund now.
But I have the power of attorney. I am the agent. I can act on behalf of Canada then, right?
That's what I'm saying. So if you have Canada on the bank account, who do you think is going to cover the checks? You? Are you Canada? Come
I sign
on.
It per...
That's the least of your situation. You get it to the point where they put Canada on the bank account agreement and on the checks. I don't see that ever going to happen. But if that's not for the reasons of negativity, but I don't think that they're going to want people coming up and all these checks floating around there with Canada. Point is you're making your point that you know what you're doing. You're an agent for Canada. That's why I'm here to open up an account for Canada.
Right.
Okay, but don't think I just doesn't jive with me in my logic mind. I guess that they're just going to go ahead and do that. That they're going not going to question you, and they're not going to get to the birth certificate and asking for verification. And if they actually went that far and they went through it and it's verified, they'll do all what needs to be done to set the account up properly.
And it doesn't say they got to answer.
No. In case I would receive a check, would that go into that account, or would it have to be written out?
Why don't you just focus on getting the account done properly, or going through that process and worrying about all that stuff if and when that time comes? So stay focused.
How are we going to eat?
No idea.
When you can
use your fingers,
your
you can use knife and fork. With the Chinese
guys. Only yellow snow, right?
Chopsticks. That's right. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you?
What's your timeline to go in and see the lawyer to prevent verification?
Well, I first want to go to the bank and have a little conversation there and just see where that goes. I think I got to cover that stone first.
Okay.
So I can say I did that, and then, not knowing how the bank is going to react, but as soon as I get some sleep. Get my brain back, and
should we wait for you? I guess then, or
I'm not saying you have to, but that's why I'm saying. As far as I'm concerned, this thing could be done in about 2 weeks, a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
you're doing the process though.
I'm doing it with 90 givers in mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if any one of the 90 givers also wants to go and do his own thing, he's absolutely or she's totally free to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
in other
okay.
words, you're that's right. There's no restrictions here. Be free.
Do you have a lawyer
great
lined
feeling.
Up, Vic? Are you interested in another one or what?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a lawyer lined up and or are you interested in another one if you have one lined up?
I don't have one lined up just yet. I don't have one lined up, but I know we always gonna excuse me. I choked to death.
You got to cut back on that spruce.
I think I got a spruce needle in my throat, Spruce.
I think so, yeah.
It's festering.
If you don't have a lawyer lined up, I've got a lawyer I've been talking to for the last little while, and he's quite interested in what's going on here. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What kind of lawyer?
He right now more or less deals with, what do you call it? What is it where you donate, that sort of a thing. You know what I mean? But
Surrender Glory Ephesians.
Yeah. Well, he's
very
a lawyer, and he's a lawyer and a notary.
So he's into charity stuff?
Yeah. He represents people into charity stuff. So
perfect.
Anytime I see him, he says, "Well, what about how's it going?" So I keep giving him a little bit here and a little bit there. So he's pretty interested. Yeah.
Well, this is perfect because isn't this what we're doing more or less?
Absolutely.
You want to get to the point? You want to serve freely? That's charitable.
Yeah.
He's in Ontario?
Yep, he certainly is.
He's in Ontario.
Yep, I can call him right now and set it up to meet him if you like. So, yeah.
Well, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. I'll call him first thing in the morning and I'll give you a call. Actually, I'll hook you up on the call.
Just a second here. You said you're going to call him right now, but now it's gone from right now to tomorrow.
That's true.
This is what happens with when you're doing business with spruces. Sorry, Spruce. Bruce.
Not a problem. I can correct it. Thank you for that. Yeah, I'll give him a call in the morning, and if you want, I'll hook you into it.
That's okay. If you just want to set her up and let me know when it is, I'll be there.
Okay, very good.
And, anytime. You got a slot there to pick it.
Yep. Okay.
Nobody knows a lawyer in Quebec?
I'm sure. There's lots of lawyers in Quebec.
You got that, Jen.
Who?
Anyhow, it's... If you set that up, Bruce, we're good to go on that, and we'll get that in there right away.
Okay. Very good.
I have everything else ready to go. It's just basic. You really, in my view, don't need anything in writing. You just take the birth certificate and a copy of it.
Yeah.
Just having a conversation, asking for verification, rather than just making assumptions and stuff here. Now we're asking.
Yep. Yeah, and he'll notarize our birth certificates for us for free, so that's not a problem.
Yeah. Well, we're there representing Canada anyhow.
That's right.
So whether he's doing it for free or not, no skin up my butt.
Yeah. Well, he's good people. He's good people.
So, any other questions? Okay, well, I guess we're good to go then.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
Thanks for coming on all, and
look forward to the email.
And stay in touch and stay tuned. And I'm losing my mind here now.
Love all.
Okay.
Hey, there's some wise words. Love yous all too. Have a great evening. Take care. Thanks for coming on, taking the time. Keep smiling.
Love you, bitch.
Take a look at that ego there and see if you can shake that puppy. Vibrate out of it. That's it.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what's been going on here.
Just thank it for sharing, but see, you got other things to move on to. Thank you.
Well, thanks for sharing, too, because it's all your thoughts adding into the big pot of thoughts there. So, tuned in, what's that, go tuned in, tapped out or something or other?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Okay, talk to you all later. Love you.
Good night.
Take care.